For those that don't know me, I'm Mike Short, county attorney. And what I'm here asking for is the opportunity to create an entirely different agreement. Let me go back and tell you what brings us to this point. We have the suit by the city of Keokuk, but even before that suit, I knew that the county was in a very tenuous position. We had, in March, when we are required to, put in the PSAP levy. It is an emergency management special assessment that comes under the county
general supplemental,
which is by law must be a countywide levy. What the code says we can do for the PSAP is that we can do the levy as required by the 28E. The trouble is, in March of 2016, there was not a valid 28E. We took a gamble saying we have to do this in March because that's when the tax levies are due. And we went out and we said, okay, we've got a lot of people signing this, a lot of entities. But if we have an agreement that is intended for 9 signatures and only 8 have signed it, do we have a valid agreement? I don't know the answer to that. You don't know the answer to that. Somebody wearing a black robe is going to tell us the answer to that. The trouble is that answer might come 3 months, 6 months from now. It might come, we don't know exactly when. The finances are such that the first taxes that come in under this levy come in September 30. That's when Cindy figures out the general supplemental levy, that the money that the treasurer's office has assigned to that, and she divides it up among the various appropriations. At that point in time, whether it's September 30, October 1, some point in there, money comes in. But this new 28E begins July 1. So that gives me July, August, and September. And you know who's paying the bills? You don't have any money. Lee County is paying the bills. We're floating you. We're floating you with the possibility that we will get paid back once this special assessment comes in. If this special assessment is ruled illegal, we are out of luck, and so are you. Now, the existing 2080 talks about a per capita assessment based on population. That's a non-starter. We know the small cities don't want that. They're not going to do that again. Everybody seems to like this special assessment. But if you remember, it is contingent on that 28E. When we said back there in March that we were going to go ahead and do this, we believed that negotiations would continue. We thought the parties were somewhat close. Everybody did like that financing plan. But then what we found was negotiations stopped. Nothing happened. It was take it or leave it. I want the room, the ability to go back to square one and redesign this thing, to redesign it to make it workable, to meet the objections. Now, people are going to say, hey, you signed off on it. And when I sign off on something, I say I have no objection as to law, meaning that it is a lawful agreement in my... But now you're not getting my opinion as to whether or not it is a lawful agreement. You're getting my opinion as the way to go. How should we structure this? In my opinion, a 9-member commission doesn't make sense. It made sense when we were collecting money from the small cities because we were asking them to chip in. If we are taking money from your budget, I think you have a right to a seat at the table. If we're doing this by a county special levy, it's no different than any of the other county special levies. The cities don't have a say. The money's going to be assessed by that man over there and his 4 friends. They're going to make the decision. The people from West Point, Montrose, Donelson, St. Paul, Franklin, all of these, before they came to this, probably never knew what a PSAP was or what it had, how it functioned. Spike is not my first sheriff. Dave is not my first chief of police, nor Bruce. I go back, Jim Carroll was the chief when I started, Ray Lovell, and Bud Arnold. I'm 5 days short of 40 years in this job. And over that time period, I've talked to a lot of sheriffs, lots of chiefs. And you know what? I heard about the same thing from every one of them. Every one of them. Part of their job that they hated the most was running the dispatch. One of Spike's predecessors would say, I'd rather fight drunks at the Driftwood than deal with the dispatchers. And Spike knows exactly who I'm talking about there. And another one of his predecessors, who was acting as jail administrator at the time, said, my job just got 50% easier after the PSAP was created. But these guys did that job. They recognized it was a hard job, but they did it. And they did it for one reason, because their life was on the line. The lives of their officers were on the line. The lives of the citizens who they were sworn to protect were on the line. I think this doesn't need it to be a political body. I don't think we need politicians running a PSAP any more than we having them select or micromanage any other part of law enforcement. I think the professionals, the people who live and die by this running well, should run it. And I don't know whether that's all law enforcement or a mixture of law enforcement and fire departments. Don't know. But these are the people with the direct personal interest. You know, this has been something of a contentious body. I see when law enforcement runs, we have 25 years of running a task force. And I don't remember any major arguments. We got along, we got it done. And it does a good job out there in the street. And I think the people from all the relevant departments are satisfied with what they're doing. There are a number of alternate proposals out there. Spike gave me a copy of Mahaska County. They run this thing through the Emergency Management Commission. Viable option. That takes everybody's job here away. The option that I was presenting had law enforcement and fire running it with emergency management. What I would like to do, 97% of the calls come from the two cities and from the sheriff's office. 97% of the traffic. I would like to get the major players together, Keokuk, Fort Madison, Lee County, come up with a viable solution, whether it's through emergency management or whether it's through law enforcement serving as the board. What I understand Keokuk was saying in its suit was there are a couple of things that it could not agree to, and one of which was the lack of accountability. The problems never got resolved. I think if we have law enforcement, if we have someone who knows how to, they have to do this. Committees are terrible bosses. They're not, nobody's responsible because we're all responsible. I know that. Served on a number of committees where I didn't know anything about what I was doing until I walked in on the first day. And I'm not sure I knew a whole lot more when I walked out at the last day. Because you walk in, you're a committee, you want to work part-time, and you're a part-timer. This doesn't take a part-timer. There are serious issues. I remember a predecessor of Sheriff Scholl who had a friend who was a dispatcher. They grew up together. Were friends lifelong, but he had some health problems, diabetes that wasn't regulated, and Buck Jones fired him. Talked to me about Americans with Disabilities Act and what he had to do, but he couldn't afford having someone who was not mentally with it all the time, who was making mistakes over and over. He couldn't afford to. That's the type of accountability I want from this board. Look, if we continue this way, and some judge says 2 months from now, your funding mechanism is unlawful, we're not going back to the old one. The present one, I think, says the county gets the equipment, and it's in our building, you'll notice. So the county will probably come out and be able to run this. Probably will. But that doesn't look after the well-being of all the citizens of the county. We have an opportunity to do that. But it means that I have to have the space to sit down and negotiate. And somehow when I've called in people to negotiate, there's been a belief that I'm somehow going behind people's back, but I'm not. My general reaction is most of the small town people are here because they're paying some of the bill, and that's a good reason. But when you stop being one of the people financing when money comes through a general supplemental levy and not out of your budget, maybe there's no reason to be here anymore. Maybe we don't have to try to deal with 9 members. Maybe we can deal with 5. And maybe we can deal with professionals, people that have an interest in seeing that it runs right. That's what I have to say. Thank you.